your word says, blessed are the beautiful feet of those who bring or preach good news to the ends of the earth. Father, we're going to Mozambique tomorrow night, Tuesday officially. Oh my. Lord, what a privilege, what an honor. What an honor, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the power. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you, Jesus, that we are sent ones. We thank you, Lord, that humbles our heart to be able to go to another land, to be able to release your power, release your love, release your grace, release your majestic favor over wonderful people who need to know you, who need to be freed, who need encouragement, who need to commune with you, who need to know how great you are, King Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this honor. Thank you. Father, may this be a season of explosion. While we're gone, there's explosion there. There's explosion here in the spirit for your name's sake, for your purposes, for the glory of your name, for the fullness of who you are. Lord, for your destiny for Mozambique, for the people individually and corporate, God, for your destiny here. For us being obedient to your word. For us on so many fronts, God. Thank you, Lord. We just want to see your name. We just want to see your face. We want to see your love exalted around the world. We want to see the destiny for people we love and people we don't even know yet. All people you love to come to fruition, God. That's our heart, God. To see it. To receive it. To experience you. You are the it. There is no real it. It is you. You're our person. Lord, we just rejoice in your personhood. We rejoice in who you are, King Jesus. We rejoice that we have the honor to be able to speak your name, for your name to explode inside of us in every aspect of your character, God. But your power is your love, God. That we have learned a little bit on what it means to love, and we're going to learn so much more and release your love in tangible expressions, God. I don't even know what to say other than this is for you. Let it be in our hearts. Let it be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just had a sense here as my eyes were closed, Andy has a word about something. I don't know what.
I don't either. Thank you, Lord. Just see this. See this picture. Just at this open door. And just that word this morning to go. And it's just what I'm hearing from him right now in this moment. But I see this open door. And the call this morning, the declaration this morning, the worship this morning is to go. And I believe the Lord said is that from the Great Commission onward, when he said, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's saying from that point till now, that door is open to go. It's open to pass through, to walk through. And it's just what I'm hearing from him, that it's what I'm hearing, so I'm releasing it. It's not even a question. It's go, there it is, the door is open. He's made a way. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that open door, because you say in your word, Lord, that if you open a door, no one can shut it. Lord, that call is still going forth, echoing out over the church, Father, from that first great commission. And Lord, there's been commissionings after that. But Lord, it echoes back to that first declaration, Lord, of your command to go. So Father, we say yes. We will go, even as Isaiah did before your throne, Lord, in Jesus' name. said, who will go for me? Here am I, send me. Lord, that's our heart. And Lord, where that is in our heart, Lord, I thank you that you're releasing the grace to align us with that heart. Lord, even as the lepers were healed as they went, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for that release today. That release today. And Lord, that it's not only, Father, for us, but it's for the nations, that you can come through this body in such a powerful way to release destiny shifts and changes in a nation, in people, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, just reminded me of what Mel Tari said and just spoken over this body, that it's not due to the size. I'm kind of butchering it, but the size doesn't matter. It's the influence in the nations. The amount of people here doesn't matter. It's the influence in the nations. Lord, I thank you for that influence. Lord, we believe that this morning. We receive that this morning. And Lord, we declare that we will go. And that, Father, that going will pass on to generations, Lord. In Jesus' name, in this place. Continually, Lord. Thank you for that. Lord, we align ourselves with that this morning. We say yes. Yes and amen. And Lord, clear out, Father, the resistance on the inside of us, Lord. Clear out, Father, anything that would keep us back from seeing what you see. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this morning, Lord, that you would adjust us. We need it. We're asking for it, Lord. We're desperate for it. Holy One, Holy One, thank you for the honor and the privilege that it is to go, to represent you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Just a very familiar verse. The Lord wanted me to highlight this, I believe. In Matthew 10, all of us know this verse. It says, and as you go, preach, which means preach the gospel of the kingdom. Preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Very familiar. For the last 20 some years, we've been preaching this. So we're believing that for this trip, this amazing trip that's upon us now, that the Lord's doing something significant right now for us. And I think I saw Haley walking in the back somewhere. She's getting her shirt on. Okay, so before we pray for the team, I really believe that verse with what Andy quoted is extremely important for us, because I believe the Lord is saying the door is open. And when there's an open door, no man can shut it. No man. So we really, really need to understand the weight of that. But for that door to be open, there's a price to pay. Jesus is our judge. Our judicial Father is saying, this is the time, this is the season. As we put into practice, as we execute, this is not killing, except the enemy, executing and releasing the full DNA of heaven upon us that he has for us that cannot be interrupted. If we will grab hold of this season the way it's intended by the Lord, there's going to be a change. Instead of, yeah, we've heard this before, it'll be a full embracing in the heart, and it'll be a willingness for us to receive what he wants to give us and unpack. And I've gone on so many mission trips, I don't even know how many, honestly. For so long, but I believe this, there's a shaking in my heart that's so strong I can't even tell you. It's very intense. And I believe it's for the nation of Mozambique, but it's also for this very place. There's a lot coming. A lot's been unpacked the last two Sundays very strongly. And I'm in tears before the Lord, asking him how to release what he has for today. Some of you will be with the kids. Some of you will be in here. And I am asking as one of your leaders in this house, that you would be able to grab hold of all 3 weeks in a row progressively. Not only for the fact that, wow, it's good stuff, sounds good, that you would carve out the time, because I believe it's for your safety, it's for your protection, it's for your personal acceleration, it's for the momentum that we're speaking about right here that will carry us, because I guarantee you, with where we are right now, even with the numbers that we have, that this is exactly where we need to be. And there's a launching place from here. So we need this, the spiritual maturity and support. And it's coming here in the summer for a reason. And some of us have such crazy times and busyness in our lives, we can't even think, well, maybe it's easy for you time-wise, but don't you know what I've got going? Please, I'm asking you as who I am, if you know me at all and you trust even a little part of me, I'm asking that you would ingest, digest, that you would eat the scroll, that you would receive what's there so that you will be able to receive the open book, that the book will be open over your life, over this ministry in a new way personally. Because no one's going to stop what Jesus is doing. But we would like to together apprehend everything that he has for this season for now. So there's a weight to my words, a weight to what I'm saying. And I pray that when I come back, that I will find that has been taken seriously for your personal self. And because I believe God will honor it. People are having dreams and visions right now about their own lives and the lives of the ministry and this region and nations that are new, things that they've never considered before, because there's a deeper understanding about the courts of heaven and our part in it. So I'm asking for that so we can execute what God says to do, the judgment that he has, the good judgment that he has. So I pray that you take that seriously, my lovely ones who I love with all my heart. If you've been here and you've been in the messages, that's nice. And it's a little bit hard since I gave the messages, but it's not, because the Lord is saying, I've chosen this season, this time. Everyone who's here, this is for you. You may have had a heck of a week. There may have been some real highs and some real lows. And don't think for a second that Jesus isn't watching, cheering you on, as well as the full courts of heaven. But so is the enemy. We don't fear the enemy, but we need to understand how he works and what God is saying right now for us. This is a great, great season. Probably the best season ever in the history of Frontline. How can you say that? I can't, except by the Spirit of God. So if we will link arms together, I think we'll see something that you've been wanting and waiting for a very long time. But it really needs all of us to understand what he's saying and doing. Okay? It's not just, oh, we got the kids and we're going to expand and do a kid thing. Isn't that great? We're progressing. We are. And that's true. But I don't know about you, but I'm ready for an accelerated jump. And I believe that's where we are. So, amen. Amen to that. Before we pray for all of us here, I'm going to ask Lawrence, is he here? Oh, there he is. The guy with the green hat. Going to share some things about what's coming up in August and whatever else is on his heart.
Mr. Koch. So we have an upcoming summer youth celebration mission trip that's not named yet. Greenlight Missions trip, yes. So you guys are familiar with the Greenlight Missions program. We've had it on our heart to just be training the children up and experiencing some of the things that you're seeing even happening this morning with this team going to Mozambique. But our heart and our desire is really to train children up in order to walk in those things as well. We believe strongly, obviously, that they can hear from the Holy Spirit, and as they're learning to step out into those things more and more, we wanted to equip them in order to do even greater works. So this summer, starting August 17th, 18th, and 19th, we're going to have the Greenlight Missions trip. So what we'll be doing is we'll be staying at Casa de Larson. So starting on Friday, sometime around 10, 10:30, we're going to meet, and then we've got a couple of different outreach opportunities for them, and we're going to work on training them up in all things related to mission trips, all the practical stuff. We'll be setting up tents, and we're talking about prayer letters that we'll be sending out to people and doing all of that logistical stuff leading up to it, but also helping them do outreach to the community, experiencing what it's like to be kind of on a full-time mission basis for 2 to 3 days. So we got some outreaches planned at a couple soup kitchens and in downtown Canton, and really wanting to train them up and equip them. So if your children are a part of the Greenlight Missions group, I'm going to have a folder available for all of the parents on Tuesdays at Fire and Wind. If you're not able to be here, I can get it to you some other way. But it's going to have a bunch of other information about some of the things that we're doing, permission slips, as well as some of the other things like these nice, awesome shirts that the team members get. The children are going to get their own mission shirts so that they can have the full experience. So we are, wow. We're doing outreaches. We're training them up, and I get the hand claps at the shirts. That's cool. All right, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, guys. That's cool. So if you guys have a child in Greenlight Missions, August 17th, 18th, and 19th, I do want to connect with each one of the parents one-on-one just to get a gauge, because I know talking to you kind of sporadically here and there, I haven't gotten a full list of who's fully coming. So I wanted to clarify that with some of the parents. If you have a child in Greenlight Missions, please grab me or Rachel. We're going to finalize that list, and then a couple of the logistical things like shirt sizes and things like that we'll be able to take care of. So 17th, 18th, and 19th. Apparently, Pastor Ray Pat wants one too. Everybody's excited about the shirts. That's really exciting. So 17th, 18th, and 19th, and then on the 19th, that's a Sunday, we'll share the details of exactly what's happening on Sunday as we get closer to the date. So see me or Rachel. Is there anything else I needed to add for today? Cool. Just my life. Oh, what's going on with my life? Well, a lot of you guys know. Some of you have no idea who I am because I see a couple new faces. So we have been on a journey, a process for the last 13 months with my mother-in-law, who has come up here from Arizona. We've been taking care of her. She's been getting all kinds of different treatments and stuff for different various things. And we've come to a point in the process where we've been praying about time to go back to Arizona, for her to go back home. And so through that process over the last several weeks, we've been praying about it, and we've come to the conclusion that the Lord's releasing us, so Maria, as well as the rest of us, will all be traveling back to Arizona on Saturday, the 14th. So the Lord's opened some doors and kind of created some opportunities for us to get there. She's healthy and strong enough to be able to make the flight, and some other opportunities have opened up in Arizona for us to be able to transport her well in that, from that perspective. So this Saturday, after they go to Africa, we are going to Arizona. So all kinds of teams leaving. So this will be Maria's last Sunday with us. So I wanted to, I don't know where the pastor, oh, she's busy. Probably a prophetic word. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. I know you guys have all been incredibly invested in this as well, as our family, praying and contending and just really seeking the Lord's best. We've had a ton of family in and out of our house for the last year, as well as you guys kind of coming alongside us and supporting us in that process. And we've been very blessed. What? And feeding us. Thank you. I really got to get back on the treadmill. it's been, we've had a lot of family, friends, and support from the community. So it's been an amazing process of fighting and contending, and we're really excited to see what the Lord has for this next open door for us. So thank you guys for everything.
Before we pray for the mission experience and all that, we were wondering, Maria, my good friend, can we pray for you? And if you just want to come up here, and any of the Liptak and Peralta family that wants to gather around, we're just going to pray for Maria right here. Can we move that, Peter, please? Thank you. This is my hero right here, one of my dearest friends. I love her dearly. Can you turn it in? Yeah, there we go. So any family members that want to come up and gather, just gather around if you'd like. Yeah, and mission team, gather around. And once we get everybody up here, like this, if you guys could get up, somebody gets a picture, and then Andy's videoing this. Because we're just going to see what Jesus wants to do, right? Thank you. Do we need anyone to translate for her, all you Spanish-speaking people? Maria, we just want you to know that we love you dearly. This is not goodbye. This is Ate Logo in Portuguese. I don't know how you say it in Spanish. So, see you later. Hasta luego. And we just want you to know, Maria, that we love you, we care about you, and we are seeing you through completely. We are 100% behind you. And today is a day that we believe the Lord has chosen for us today to release you into another dimension by going to Arizona. This is all part of your destination in Jesus. So we want to pray and thank God for your life. As we believe for the full manifestation of the miracle you have been asking Jesus for. So it's with that heart that we lay hands on you right now. And just believe with Jesus what he wants to do. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, in your name, Jesus, we thank you for your blood, and we thank you for your divine purpose, divine destiny, being fully made known and received and manifested in Maria's life. We thank you, Lord, that we celebrate who you are with everyone in heavenly realm. And we thank you, Lord God, that we go and say to you, our King Jesus, that as we present Maria before you again and again and again, that all doors are closed against her and all doors are open from heaven to release the full healing and delivering power that only comes from your hand. We thank you, Lord, that in this moment all heaven is cheering and rejoicing, and we are too, because without you we can do nothing, and that we are in agreement with heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And we say that with full joy, with full peace, with full confidence, full assurance that your will shall be done. Your passion shall be fully released in Maria's life and in the Peralta clan, in the Liptak family. So we thank you for this. We celebrate, God, that Maria is infused with strength and power, and the anointing that breaks the yoke is not hindered. It is accelerated, and it is released today in fullness. And we thank you, Jesus, that this is the day that you have declared and decreed before the foundation of the world. And we say, Maria, now is your time. Now is your destiny being completely fulfilled in this season. And we agree and we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that your blood speaks a better word. Your blood, Father, has a voice. And Father, I thank you that your blood connects with the cleansed blood in Maria. And we thank you, God, for the destiny in her family line to be fully released as released and released over her. And I thank you, God, right now that your dunamis, holy, mighty power is released now from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, where cancer cannot live, cannot stand. We are above the snake line. We are in the holy place, the holy of holies. And we say yes and amen with great hope, with great expectation, with great joy in our hearts. We thank you for this level, God, this dimension that only you can bring everyone to. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that nothing will hinder what our desire has been, and that you're opening the eyes of everyone around Maria, including Maria, to see what their function will be, to not be too busy, to not be too distracted, to understand what their role is in seeing this manifest in fullness today and for the remaining days that she's on this earth. We call forth the full healing and the restorative work. And we thank you, Lord, that you are witness and we are witness of this and all in the heavenly realm. And so we say yes and amen for the purpose and plans of her life and the life of those around her, and for the destiny here abroad, for your kingdom to come, for your will to be done right now, right here. We say yes, and we say yes with confidence. We say yes with joy. Let's just shout out a big yes and amen. We say yes and amen. Yes and amen. For your presence, God, in your presence is fullness of joy. Thank you, God. Let it be for Maria in Jesus' name that her full dependence will be on you, the author and finisher of her faith, and the family as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We believe. We receive, we destroy, and we advance. Yes, oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you for this new day, Jesus. Yes, thank you for this new way. Yes, and thank Lord. You that the road and the door is open and Maria travels down this with joy. Lord. Thank you, Lord, that every prophetic picture, word, declaration, and decree that comes from you, that you have chosen to use some of us to release, shall be received and shall be acted upon. We execute that right now in fullness for her in your mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's give a big cheer for Jesus, huh? This is a big Jesus cheer. Yeah. Amen. 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 Thank you. We'll be speaking about you in Mozambique, lovely lady. Good things. Can someone tell her that, please? And tell her also, and this is for Maria, we admire your courage, and we admire the strength and boldness that you have manifested as you have rested in Jesus. and your lovely family around as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. I think we have a short video clip from Brother Yoon. Oh, goody. Andy's going to, do you want to introduce it or do you not need to?
I can. No, I
okay. Before the kids are released to Kingdom Land, we're going to show a short video clip that Andy chose from there's an hour testimony. It's called Iris After Hours. We're very closely connected in heart and aligned with Iris Global. And so up in Pemba, the folks up there do kind of TV shows. It's real simple. But they interview Pastor Jose and others, other missionaries. And Brother Yoon, who's going to be here, the heavenly man, is just so amazing. I watched this yesterday. I watched his interview. And if you want to find it on YouTube, you can. And also Isaac, his son. He's amazing. He's 30-something. I want you guys to hear this. Do you remember Pastor Jacob, not Jacob and Ina or Benjamin and Ina, going through all the imprisonment and all that? Do you know how old Basha was when she finally connected with her daddy? How old? 4. 4 years old. Now, I'm offering that to you mothers and fathers, so you can realize bigger plans that God has and purposes as we try to corral in, thinking if there's something that doesn't go right, the kids will be scarred. Not true. So 4 years, and he's a world changer. Okay? 5 years for Isaac, the son of Brother Yoon. Okay? He didn't even meet his father until he was 5 years old. And he was in prison, tortured for his faith severely. And he had spent another 5 years. So it's 10 years in Chinese prison. And so we have the privilege of having him here. It's a privilege. He's one of the most amazing people probably on the planet. And he's here. So there must be something God thinks about you guys here. So when I make a plea, please have a working knowledge and understanding of the last 3 messages. Please do it in your spirit, where you can, your Bible is highlighted. You know where the verses are. It's not complete, but it is a foundation that this body needs, because this body is a governing body in the spirit. Do you hear me? I'm going to speak about that today. And that's one of the reasons that some of your friends, hear me, some of your friends have been hit so hard. That's really one of the reasons. This body is not just a nice little church who tries to do missions. It's not like that. It doesn't make anybody elite. It says that there's an anointing and there's a call. Take it seriously and listen to what I'm saying, please. So Brother Yoon is coming here. He's in a conference in Orlando, actually, in August. Pastor Jose is coming here to Frontline August 19th or 20th, whenever we get the ticket. And then he'll be going down to a conference in Orlando. We may be going to for a couple days. We'll see. But anyway, Brother Yoon is going to be a speaker there, and then his tour will be around the country for a couple of weeks, or ending, I think, in October. And then he'll go back. He lives in Germany. I think it was in 1999 that the Lord himself literally released him. All the prison doors were open. This is after his legs were broken, and he's in his cell with broken legs. They were broken. Let that just digest in here a minute. Okay? And then the Lord said, "Get up." He heard the voice. So he stood up, and as he took steps, Jesus healed him. And he literally walked out of prison in maximum security. The story is just beyond. And that's only one story. So he's very humble. He's very powerful. He's on Saturday night. So I'm asking that you would really take it seriously to clear your schedules for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. there will be a buildup. Because Mel Tari will be here, Ben Atkinson will be here, we will be here, and Pastor Jose and Brother Yoon. So there's something special that's coming. So I'm really asking that you would not just say, well, I don't do that. I only do one. Change. Change in this season, okay? Thank you. This is Brother Yoon, and I don't know what he's, I know the testimony, but I don't know what Andy picked. Okay, and that's Isaac over there. Amazing, amazing son in his mid to late 30s. Okay, let's watch this.
When life is over and this body is no more and you're about to meet Jesus, what are the first words you want to hear Jesus say to you?
有一天这个身体不在的时候，这个灵魂见到耶稣第一面的时候，你从圣上听到的第一句话是什么？如果能够到主那儿住，能够给我打开门说，孩子，你回来了，我能够听到耶稣说你做的对。 你做对了就好了。我不敢说我是个忠心的良善，我如果能够听到说孩子，我知道，因为这个也是神告诉我说，我知道，你做对了。
So the very first word I really want to hear from the Lord is good servant. And I'm not really faithful. Because I gave up many, many times in the prison. Because the pain and the prison and the persecution was so strong. I gave up my faith. I was a failure in my spiritual life. And one day I really want to hear the Lord tell me, you're a good servant and you keep working, you keep loving, you keep following.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. 我们现在有什么都不说的，我们的神是公义的，感谢神呐。那个时候公义会说话，所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹啊，现在无论受了多少委屈，多少不要来讲，到回家的时候。 现在是公平不公平不重要，到主那儿去的时候是公义的，公义的冠冕会为你存留。So
I want to encourage everyone, and as children of God, we have persecution, we have many challenges, and many people against us. This doesn't matter, and because we know our God is a righteous God,
yes,
and He will give us. Our right is not by people. Our right is not by the judge. Our right is by Jesus. And He will see the right word and the righteous word to us.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. 哇,想到那天就满心欢喜啊, hallelujah.
Only if I start thinking about this moment, the joy already come out.
Yes, absolutely. Wow. Isaac, will you come back and do a podcast with us as well? Because I'm sure you have so many amazing stories about your dad. And because you were five before you met your father, is that right? Because he was in prison?
Yes. I met my father as I was 5 years old.
Wow. Oh my God. Do you remember?
Yes, I still remember that. My father came home. I was hiding behind my mom because I told my mom, a foreigner, an unknown man is come to our house. I don't know him. I was very afraid because I never saw him. And my mom told me, oh, my son, don't be afraid. This is your father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. What do you say to that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. Your story is inspirational.
So So Andy didn't know I was going to say something about him being five. And that really touched me when I watched it too. It's like, Brother Ewan, have you read your own book? You called yourself a failure? What? You're kidding me. I mean, that's what true humility really does. It will acknowledge when times are so tough that you're just saying, Jesus, I just can't. But he always came back. He didn't stay there. It might have been a fleeting thought. You know, it might have been, okay, fine. Ah, but he always came back. And the Lord stretched him, obviously. So I suggest also you read Heavenly Man this summer, sometime. It'll change you forever. And Bill Johnson gave a prophetic word to him up in Pemba last year. And he looked at him and he said, there's going to be a movie made of your life. And he was, oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Jesus. Because he had had prophetic words spoken over him, but he wanted to hear the weighty voice that Jesus said was from me. It was an idea from others, but this was something that needed to be released authoritatively for the time for it to happen. Catch that. Catch what I just said. So when he said it, he was hallelujah, hallelujah. So there will be a film that will be released of his life. So it was very exciting to have the privilege to be part of that, to be part of seeing that unfold. And when I was talking to Isaac and talking to his dad, and I said, we're in Ohio, and I know you go all over the world. Is there any way you'd want to come to Frontline? Oh, okay, yes. It's like, oh, wow, thank you, Jesus. So humbled. So when we got the final yes, you know, I cried. It's like, Jesus, you want us to get the messages that are being released now in our heart and not make excuses for them. You love us so much. Isn't this so wonderful? So let the Lord get us where we need to be on his process, his timetable, okay? Honey, do you want to pray over us and lead whatever since I'm on the team? This shirt is Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy. We provided these shirts and these made the patches for Pastor Jose. This is what we brought last year for the leaders within Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy. The kids, yeah, how many did we have? I forget. We gave each one. We had how many hundreds, wasn't it? How many did we have, Carr? We don't remember, but we had a bunch of these, and our team was gluing these on, so we gave a bunch of them, not just to the leaders, but to the soccer boys. And those of you who've been tracking with us know that we had it in our hearts to be 100% with and behind the building of the church on the CESA land, and the church is built. So thank you for your part. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to stay there in Palmyra eventually when we get there. There will also be a conference in Maputo, and Pastor Jose wants me to speak at that. I don't know what it's about or anything else, so that'll be somewhere in that. And then we're going back, I believe, to a place called Kambamuni. And I know this is hard for Jamie and Carly because you guys are so much a part of everything, and I'm going to miss you tremendously. Kambamuni was one of the most powerful places we've been in recent years, maybe ever, in terms of a release of anointing in a village, where 1,200 people the second night. You know, when we've done larger crusades and soccer fields, same power, same type of thing. But this in a village like this was something amazing. So the whole place got saved, healed, delivered. It was crazy. So we want to go back there. We're going to try to plant two churches during this 3-week or a little bit less than 3-week time. And what else are we doing? That's enough. And we're going to go wherever the Holy Spirit says, remember, you know how it is, guys. We're going down the road, and he says, okay, you're really ready. You're so on fire. Now go this way. So that's happened to us. So that's all I can tell you that I know right now. Already then. So we want to pray for all of us, and then we have a message to complete. The Lord told me 3 weeks, so I've got something for us. And then is there any other, we don't have any quick messages. This is long. Okay.
Okay, why don't we gather up to front so we can bless this team up close and personal. If you're able, leave your seat. Come and face them, to bless them, pray over them, touch them with the gentle touch of Holy Spirit. This never should get old. This should be absolutely fresh. Fresh commissioning, fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. We ready? Father, we thank you, God. You're so good to raise up this team, Father. You're so good to commission them by your Holy Spirit. Father, this isn't just our commissioning. It's a commissioning of power. It's a commissioning of the person of the Holy Spirit rising up inside of them, springing up inside of them, Lord. They are carriers of your glory through Holy Spirit. They are carriers of your gospel through Holy Spirit. They are carriers of the anointing. They are carriers of the power. We believe, no matter what they've gone through to get to this moment, Lord, that you will give them the upgrade. You will turn around things in their own lives, Father, that need turned around. You will bring healing and deliverance to them emotionally, physically, in whatever way, God. You will come in and clear their minds, Father, of any lies. Clear their minds of anything that would be tormenting them, tormenting thoughts, thoughts of loss of time, loss of opportunities, loss of relationships during these 3 weeks, Father. Let them realize you will redeem the time. You will double whatever they could have done here. You will multiply whatever they could have done here during this time. They need to allow themselves to be released into the powerful hands of the Holy Spirit to be used, to be empowered, to be strengthened. And you will redeem the time, Father, that they've sacrificed to go. You will redeem the finances that they've sacrificed to be part of this team. You will turn around and redeem all the relationships, Father, the time that they would miss out on those. Father, you can bring such a redeeming time as they go. Let them be at peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee by the right hand of my righteousness. Yes, Lord, you will come in. You will uphold them by the right hand of your righteousness, which cannot be turned away by the enemy, which cannot be turned away by anyone on earth, that cannot be turned away by anyone, any power. When your righteous right arm is behind them, they soar, they sail, they can go with your power. God, these aren't things just that we talk. This isn't just weak talk. This isn't just weak talk. This is your empowering spirit. This is your righteous right arm backing them up. And Father, we declare we will support them. We will pray for them. We won't forget them. Once they leave our area, Father, we're not going to just say, oh yeah, I was going to pray for them, but I forgot. Lord, you're going to remind us, and we're going to be diligent to do that, God. And while they're there, let them get everything they're supposed to get. They are going to give away precious gospel to precious people. But Lord, they're also going to receive. You do it all. You do it all. That they will be empowered and fired up so much that so many things will be handled in their own lives. God, so many things will be upgraded in their own lives. Their time in your presence will be upgraded permanently. Their time in your word will be enhanced permanently. This won't just be a mission trip and a quick little jaunt over to Africa and back and, oh, back to business as usual. May they never return to business as usual. May they be anointed to the place that they will never return to who they were on this day. They will go higher. They will go higher. Things in them will be changed permanently because they stepped forth with the gospel of Jesus and they were changed permanently. Yes, God, we pray that into them. We bless them with that. And any dreams, pictures, visions, we will share it in this body for them individually or for them as a team. We want to hear from you. When you get something from the Holy Spirit that we can pass it on to them, we can communicate with Mozambique beautifully. Let's do it in the Spirit. Let's not just say, hello, how's the team? Let's give them something to continue their fire and empower them. Let's sign on to that. Let's sign on to that. You're not just a bystander person praying for them. You're not just someone, oh yeah, a little wave as they go. You are part of the team. You are part of the team. See yourself as that. One day, you will go again. Or go for the first time. You want to be part of this team to get yourself ready. Don't back away as they leave. Press in. Press in as they leave. In the Spirit, in prayer, in every way. Lift them up. Strengthen them. Be part of the team. Check on the updates. What's going on in Mozambique? Don't be uninvolved. Be involved. Well, I'm not on this team. You are on this team. Whether you know it or not, the Spirit demands your participation on this team. Press in. Don't walk away. Press in. Don't back off. They need it, and we need it as a body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you, God, for empowering them and strengthening them in every way. If you have a word for one of them, we'll give it before they leave the building. We won't take time now, but give it to them before you leave the building. If it's for the whole team, give it to Troy and he'll pass it on. Okay? So if you receive something today, give it to the individual or give it to the team.
Yeah, if you have one for the corporate, I really thank you, honey, for respecting that time. If there's a word or a picture for the corporate right now, just give it. If not, there may be one. Yes, Mike? It was Mike? I felt there was one, so we'll take that, and the rest we can release over, as Pastor Bill said. Thank you, hon.
As we were praying, I just had this impression of a scale, and I just felt like there's going to be such a release of power that's just specifically with healings, miracles, deliverances in such an unprecedented way on this trip, and just that the scales are being tipped, and just expect that God is just going to release something so unprecedented that's never been seen before in the history of Mozambique. I just really felt that very strongly. So we just release that, Father. You're tipping the scales in the Spirit in the name of Jesus, God, that you are releasing something so unprecedented through this team, God, that it's going to be just absolutely mind-blowing, God. It's not just a nice thing to hear, but God, it's really true. Lord, you have already done it in the spirit. So we thank you, Lord. Lord, your word says whatever we bind is bound in the heavens, Lord. Whatever we loose in the heavens, Lord, whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we thank you, God, that you are loosing that unprecedented power of your love that's going forth, something so incredible, God, that it's never been seen in Mozambique before. We just thank you, Lord, for that, that you're doing that through this team. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yeah, real quick. No, don't be quick. I was just reminded in the spirit when I was praying of a time, here, Andy, when in Moz, when there was a manifestation of gold dust on our hair. I remember we were in this dirt and stone church. And there was a lot of just manifestation of the supernatural, and I was just hearing that, that the Lord was opening eyes and ears right now on this team and back here in the spirit to see heavenly hosts, to see supernatural things, to that you'll know that the anointing is with you, that heaven is with you, that heaven is on earth, and I just, I thank you, Lord, for just more increase right now in the supernatural realm, Lord God. Father, it's not just for a giggle and something cool, Lord God. It's so that they can be just experiencing you in a special way, Lord God. They know that your supernatural presence is there for creative miracles, Lord God, for signs and wonders, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we'll follow this team, Lord God. I thank you for that, Lord, and follow everyone who's touched by this team, Lord God, the harvest, Lord God. There's just going to be things that they've never seen before, Lord. I pray that they would expect it, Lord. Father God, that you would remove any barriers in the mind or just belief, Lord God, in any of us, any barriers against things of the supernatural, or if it's something that we used to be more in tune with and now aren't, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, that you just bring us up to speed, Lord God, and advance, Lord God, beyond what we've seen in the past, Lord God, because you want to do something special, Lord God, and it's connected with faith, Lord God. So I thank you for that release, Lord God, even for gifts of faith, Lord God, on this team, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Father, for mighty manifestations, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Yes, so much for this short moment.
this does, I believe, kind of tie into this. There's several things, but I just have a sense that with the Green Light Missions like trip, and I just see like there's a synergy that's being released here in Mozambique, but it's connecting here with like what the Lord's doing. And I just hear the Lord was challenging our mindsets that they're not separate things. There's the same. And that this anointing that's being released is being transferred generationally. And one of the things that was really cool was that first Friday, Isaac came out and totally drew a picture for somebody, for a young girl. It was spot on. Troy was like, he's so encouraged. I know Troy and Rachel were. But I know that there's something that the Lord's releasing here through the synergy, and then it's going to be released into the next generation. And it's going to be multiplied I just hear the Lord saying that what he's going to release in Mozambique is going to be multiplied here, but there's also things that are going to be released here that are going to be multiplied into Mozambique because the Lord he's shrinking the doors and the barriers and everything else in that realm. And one of the things it's on my heart, and it's just a testimony of the Lord's faithfulness because it's saying, do it again. And, you know, that happened us this morning praying for Maria. But I just wanted to thank the Lord for Joe that he's here because his birthday was yesterday and he's 59 years old. And so, Joe, happy birthday. We love you. We are thankful that you are here. And you're a testimony of the Lord's faithfulness, and it's going to be released in the nations. Start off with, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you. God's love brought you here. God's love brought you here. Happy birthday. God bless you. God's love brought you here. Yes, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all your promises that are yes and amen over Joe. Father, over all of those that we've been standing and contending for, Father, in this body, Lord, so many families. And Lord, you're packaging it. This is what I'm, last picture here, but I see the Lord, like, he's packaging all these attacks and arrows and flames of the enemy that's come against us and our families and everything else. He's packaging it all up, and all that tension and all that pressure, it's going to release. And when it releases, it's going to be a catapult right into the enemy's camp. And when he's released, it's going to boomerang back against him, Lord. So I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, for the spoils, Lord, of war. In Jesus' name. In Mozambique, Father, in Stark County, Lord, in the nation, in Jesus' name. Ha! Amen.
I had a sense that when Mike McCray gave that picture, that it was a scale of justice. And I just asked him, and he said yes. So let it be that we're on the right track. This is what God's saying for us. So thank you for taking this seriously. I asked Sin if she had something, and she said sure.
Well, just saw several different things, but one was a rider on a horse, and the rider was in that position to run, and this horse wasn't, you know, a tame little pony horse. It was a wild, wild, wild horse, and it was ready to go, to run, and the rider was ready. There was no fear. There was no intimidation. There was no doubt. There was a confidence on the rider and on the horse, and it ran, and by the Spirit of God, I believe he's saying, riders, ride. It's time to ride. And then I just kept hearing the phrase, which if I butcher it, I'm sorry, Portuguese language, muito fuego, muito fuego, muito fuego, mucho fuego, muito fuego, muito fuego. Fire, more fire, more fire, more fire, more fire, Lord. For this Mozambican team, Lord God, which is all of us, and these that will be the boots on the ground, Lord, for us, Lord God. Muito fuego, muito fuego, muito fuego. Fire, Lord, fire in these hands, fire on these feet, Lord God. Fire, Lord, that they would be your fire, Lord, burning, that they would be consumed, Lord God, with your fire, Lord, that nothing would hold them back, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're saying in this hour, Lord God. And may our ears continue to be in tune with your Spirit, O God, that now is the hour, Lord. Now is the time. So we thank you, Holy One, that you will reveal to us, Lord, what that means individually and as a family, a spiritual family, Lord. We just thank you, Father. I just thank you, Lord, for muito fuego, Lord, muito fuego, Father. Just thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Woohoo! All right. I don't know how long this is going to be. I might have to do part four later. So, children are going to kingdom land. Amen. Amen. Wow. Amen. This is still being recorded. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Can someone get me some water, please? Anybody? What kind of water? We're going to post everything on Facebook, Andrew, and then anybody who doesn't want to hear any of that can fast forward to the message. But if you're encouraging anyone to listen, this is one heck of a morning, isn't it? So all of it, thanks, Mike. Want to open it? From beginning to end is just an increase in what the Lord's wanting to do right now. Let me get my Bible. I think I have something else over here. All these cute little people. Amen. Whoa. Okay. Father, I just thank you for part three of this message that you've put on my heart for this season before we go to Mozambique. We just thank you, Father, that we are, as a body, stepping into greater dimensions of executing justice in the heavenly realm to affect the earthly realm. So we thank you for that, Lord. This whole morning has been part of that, and we just praise your holy name, Father. And we just ask that you would highlight what it is that you would like us to carry out of here today, Lord, so that we'll be just walking in tandem with you. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Jesus. Last week I spent, for the second message, I spent a good amount of time reviewing, but still not preaching or teaching to the degree that was released from the first message. I'm going to turn this into a series, I believe, because I think it's timely and it's very much a part of where we're going as a governing body in the Spirit, not just individually, but where we are in the nations. And I think a lot of your questions may be answered in this season as to why, Lord, as we look at the last 22 years, what has happened, why have things happened, and where are we going, what's going on right now? Because the Lord wants us to understand the past, to be able to move in the present, to affect change for the future. He wants us to grow up in the Spirit. Those words have been spoken for the last umpty-ump years from the front and in various groups, and I really believe that in this season, the Lord is highlighting that he's going to release a greater level of maturity for people at large, for the body at large, that I believe he's saying that we're ready as a body for that. So this is specifically for us, but I believe it's for us to be able to ingest in our own lives for personal edification and growth and understanding and communion with the Lord, but also for a place of maturity in being able to apprehend the blessings from heaven for us, for our family, for this ministry, for this nation, for this state. Really believe that a lot of things are in motion right now. And rather than just bumping along for some, and it's not intentional bumping along, maybe, might be, but some have been hungry going, well, what does this have to do with this? And what does this have to do with that? So when something comes your way, you go, yes, that's good. Yes, that's God. But I don't know how it's tagged over here. I don't understand what the connection is. And I believe that, so to speak, the Lord is desiring to connect more of the dots with those who are here and those who will be listening online. And I believe that will take us into another place. There are prayer times that need to happen between us and the Lord. Connection, communion, that for some reason have not happened in fullness. There are prayer times between us and some people in here that need to happen, that have not happened, that the Lord wants to have happen, I believe. And there have been intentional blocks by the enemy. But usually it comes up in the emotional realm. You know, it's like, not ready, don't want, or, you know, whatever like that. So the enemy is very afraid of a group that's beginning to walk in these greater dimensions that have been seen by some, by many actually. But we need to be together in this. We can put a mandate out there, all hands on deck, let's link arms, let's do all these things, and they're all right and true and good. And even if we don't have the working knowledge, so to speak, of how the courts of heaven are, with complete and total, I'm on the floor and I don't understand anything, but you've got me 100%, the Lord will take us into that. And I believe that's where he's taking us now in this season. Individually, for some, you may find you're hearing things that you've been operating in and not even understood that the Lord's been holding you, really because of the humility that he's birthing. So anything that's been spoken up to this point in the area of humility. That's not put to the side. Well, I thought you said read a book on humility. No. Jesus is humility. So suffice it to say that it begins and it ends with that. However, when we have a spiritual dimension and we have a realm where these supernatural things are unfolding, as Michelle said so many years ago when she was in Mo's and she gave the prophetic word earlier over what the Lord wants to revisit and surpass. He's saying, if you don't see what I was doing then, you'll see now what I was doing then even more. And then you'll help others because the Lord wants us to move forward. We are on a mailing list of what's called the briefing, which is a place from that's been established for strategic intercession for our country, for nations, actually. And this is an email. We received an urgent email at the end of the week encouraging us to pray specifically for this weekend of what the Lord, for what the Lord wants to establish, because he wants to bless. He wants to bless America. He wants to bless us. He wants to bless our family. He wants to release divine health. He wants to do all these things. That's his heart. That's his passion. So in this email, I was talking to Pastor Bill. I said, let's send this out to everybody because some of you are on that list. But we got an urgent call. Well, some have browsed it because for whatever reason. Read it and agree with it if you do agree. Take the time. Why? Because when you receive an urgent call for something that is urgent in the heavenlies, that means that the Lord's ready to move, and he's moving, and he wants whatever he decides is necessary for the full movement as we're participating in this realm with him. Then that's up to him. So I want to respond. If someone in my spirit or Pastor Bill's spirit or your spirit is saying, hey, this is God, let's take a step. But we don't want to be disqualified. Let me tell you what I mean by that. We don't want to be disqualified from having a part to play in this because we don't care, we're too busy, we don't have the weight that's necessary to be able to move the prophetic change. Okay? We want to be able to be qualified in the sense that Jesus is calling all of us. We are qualified by the cross. And he's saying those who've laid down their lives, who consider themselves dead, want to be more dead, want to die to self. We don't love our life unto the death, and we're doing our part to say yes to Jesus in that. You know, that's going to increase the anointing and the weight. We haven't seen anything yet. This is all still small potatoes compared to what Jesus wants to bring. So it's like, whoa, this is great. Yes, God. So if you don't understand, that's okay. Grow in understanding and take the time to say, well, what is meant by this? Oh, my gosh, I just heard about this last week. It was preached about the courts in heaven. Oh, my gosh, maybe that's what you're saying right now. Maybe I get that more than I would have gotten it had I received an email and read it and prayed. See? The Lord's saying, I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm in your court. I want you to understand your dreams. I want you to understand your visions. If I give you something and it's small, don't dismiss it and then go play with the ducks in a pond. Take it into the courts of heaven and say, Lord, whatever you meant by this, I want to know. I am inquiring. The Bible says, inquire of the Lord. So I am inquiring of you. Okay, some of you have been mandated by the Lord to write this down, to record this. You know, there have been visions, dreams, things that have been sent to me. And I'm so in awe of the beauty of God. Look at this. Look at this group. You world changers, you go ahead. You guys just cut it up in there. And Sister Angie here is going to, whoa, it's going to be amazing. Woo, give her a big cheer. She's doing it. All right, you go get them, girl. So I'm just telling you that this is a poignant time. It's not to be dropped off the face like, oh, yes, no big deal. I'll catch it later. Okay, maybe some of you need to catch it later. That's fine. I get that. There's so many things swirling around in my life right now. I couldn't even remember what I wanted to tell Andy when I had him on the phone to help me with my cell phone yesterday. Yesterday, I was like, Andy, I know there's something else I need to tell you, because my list got longer when I finally realized that I was leaving on a jet plane in the middle of the night on Monday. I'm telling you the truth. Because of my world and my lack of calling the office and giving me the exact time on my part, it's my fault. I really thought it was Tuesday afternoon or evening I was going. I was telling everybody, yeah, I'm leaving on Tuesday. Well, technically I am, but it's tomorrow night in the middle of the night. It's like, oh, well, I just lost, you know, a whole bunch of time. So anyway, it's like, Lord, what was it that I wanted to tell Andy? Because I had a lot of other things I was processing. And it was like, oh, yeah, there's another something coming up here in the fall. I'm going to talk to you about that. It was just kind of funny. So I do understand when we get busy or whatever, but stay so connected with the Holy Spirit that you're asking him. You're saying, Holy Spirit, what are you saying right now? And he might just say, I'm not kidding you. Go listen to the last two messages. This is not a plug for me. Because I, you know, the Lord would, that's not a good place. That's not what I'm doing. But the Lord does want us to really roll with what has been released all 3 weeks in a row. I don't usually preach 3 weeks in a row, do I? So it's important. Don't just skim it while you're making peanut butter for the kids. You know what I mean? Sit down and take the time and write it out. Get the verses. Think about it. And you know what the Lord will do? I will tell you. He will give you impressions. He will give you pictures. He will tell you right while you're in the kitchen or whatever you're doing. Honestly, we had a prayer time the other night. Pastor Bill was praying for me for yet another, you know, lovely assault from the enemy. It's like, all right, I don't have time for this. Really, I don't have time. Pray for me, babe. So, and I so trust him. I so believe in the anointing that he carries that I'm just going, oh, this is going to be fun. And he doesn't always get pictures and visions, but a lot. And when he does, I know that I know it's from the Lord. He's one of these, you know, okay, you know, we're in the middle of a battle. You want him out in the front. I'm telling you, this is the kind of man he is. And so when he started praying for me, he has a vision of a stamp. You know what a stamp is? Like a rubber stamp with a handle? It was like, boom, stamp. And on the stamp, he's on my medical records. It's like, what? This was a judicial decree from heaven, because he knows how to do that. And he knows how to go into the courtrooms and what that means and his rights and all that kind of stuff in a very easy, simple way. It's not hard, but you need the scriptural backup because there's power in it. Okay? And I'm telling you. So he's so I'm laying there and he goes, and this stamp. So he starts speaking this out. So I'm smiling, going, well, okay. Is that what this looks like, Lord? And then he sees words that he saw a few weeks ago that were very strong. There are three words. I don't think I shared them here, but three words, very strong, in the spirit, and they came back in just the same way. But now, not only was it Jesus who was giving those words, which it was last time he gave them, the same words, in the middle of this attack against me, he was also seeing the legal decree. So, I don't know how that works. I never will until I get to be with Jesus fully, but I have more understanding, all of us do. But the Lord didn't have to give him a stamp. I honestly think that's more for you. And I, you know, for me too. But I believed it even before. But he gave a stamp, boom, on records. It's like, this is really sweet. I don't know what's going on or what's even coming in Mozambique. I really don't care. But I know what Jesus has decreed and declared. Okay? And I know that I know that I know that. But he wanted me to know and be sure of that before I go. So it is for me. I don't want to, you know, make that sound as though, well, I didn't need that. Please, that's not what I meant. I meant I already believed, but maybe there's another level of belief that I needed. Let's put it that way. And it's also for you. It's like, I was so encouraged after that. It's like, wow, Jesus. I don't deserve that, do I? He says, of course you do, because you're my kid. So, thank you, Jesus, for that. So this is a season where We have to understand the divine placement that the Lord has us in. These are the signs of the times. These are the sons of Issachar understood the signs of the times. And he's saying, you know what? You've got real issues, real hurts, real problems, real things. Things aren't moving. Things seem to move. It's like, I want to have them move faster. Things have been going on for years. There's weighty things that have happened in our life, in our family life, in this ministry. And it's a long time. And it's not easy. It doesn't get easier because it's longer. It's just, okay, Lord, you're doing something. You know, if you got a brother Yoon who's been, had legs broken in prison, can you imagine that? I mean, think about that. Because he tried to escape and run. So the Lord said, or the enemy said, for whatever reason, break his legs. And he let him. It happened. I don't get that. I don't understand. But he considered it all joy, and maybe with that kind of pain, as he's dumped in his cell, and Jesus knew he'd get up, he'd be all right. He was with him. It's like, oh my goodness, I can withstand anything and still say, Lord, I wasn't faithful here. Oh my gosh, I wasn't faithful. Cynthia's face said it all right here. I looked at her when Brother Yoon said that, and she just looked at him like, what? He wasn't faithful? What does that say about my life? So it's not a comparison. The idea is that the Lord is saying, I know that you're not going to carry the faith every second of your life that you need because it's not easy. However, I am the faithful one, and I will carry you, and I will see you through, and I will bring you right back as quickly as possible. So that's what, you know, the Lord's doing. I will bring you back. Don't let it take 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years to say, I don't really want to, I'm not ready. Take this time and say, Lord, I inquire of you, and I will say yes, and I will walk it out. And if you feel the, I don't want to, I don't want to, all you have to do is take the step, and you have the power to do it. The anointing is there to take the step. If you know you are to do that and you just haven't been ready, don't hide behind that anymore. I haven't been ready. I haven't been ready. That's my process. The Lord says, my process is I am giving you what you need. So that Brother Yoon understood that so that he could literally stand up. What if he said no? Do you know why he stood up on broken legs? He stood up because the Lord removed the guards, literally opened the doors. It's just amazing. It's the book of Acts on steroids. It's beyond the book of Acts. Okay? And it's like, wow, I want to receive everything that comes in October, but I want to receive everything right now. And I want to be one who affects change for my loved ones, not just my little close group. Brother Yoon needed to become other-oriented, and the Lord took care of it that he just couldn't be concerned about his own life. So while he was incarcerated and going through this great chase, you know, it's crazy. Somebody asked him, that interviewer said to him, he said, so if you go back to China, do you think they'll arrest you? And I thought to myself, well, that's an interesting question. I know he's going to give an answer that's going to be extremely spiritual. Because why in the world would he say, oh, yes? And why in the world would he say, oh, no? You know, he gave a Jesus answer, and I was eager to hear what it was. And he did. He gave a Jesus answer. And he looked, and if you watch this on YouTube, catch it. You'll get it. And again, for those who are listening online here, we showed a little clip from a podcast called Iris After Hours, Interview with Brother Yoon. You can get it on Facebook, or on YouTube, sorry. And there's another one with his son, Isaac, Brother Yoon's son, Isaac. And so those two have just been posted this week. It's just amazing. I believe it's this week. They were done last summer when they were there in Pemba. And so here's his answer. He said, when the Lord opens a door, no man can shut that door. That was his answer. I think you heard that from Andy earlier, right? So that's what God's saying and doing right now. This is what he's letting us know, that he's these doors. Some of you have had dreams about doors. Some of you have had dreams or visions about houses. Some of you have dreams and visions about things that mean something. And God is saying, don't dismiss it and then just go off and play. Play away what I'm trying to say to you. The Lord is drawing. And I'm telling you, the enemy is going to use anything to get us off our game. And it's going to look really good, and it's going to sound really good, and we can explain there's nothing wrong with this. That's not the point. It's the point, what is Jesus saying to you right now? Honestly, that's the only thing that's going to separate you or us from others who don't want to pay that price to have the fullness of the gospel of the kingdom right now as leaders, as people in the end time army like this. And there are things that we can execute for our families in greater capacity and measure. But you know what? If there are still things operating in us the way Jesus is saying, no, 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 then you'll use about 1.00, you know, of your opportunity to affect change. God says, I want you to be fully packed, fully equipped. So you don't, so you're not just done unto. But at the same time, you might think, well, Brother Yun was done unto. The Lord says, do your homework beforehand. Believe me, before they broke his legs, he was in constant communion with Jesus. Another question that was asked of him was, what's your favorite sound? What's your favorite sound? You might think, oh, let's see, the birds, the trees, the ocean. You know what he said the favorite sound was? The voice of the Holy Spirit calling me, saying, Brother Yun, Brother Yun. And he says, can you imagine Holy Spirit calling me brother? Wow. Oh, that's so much higher than apostle or prophet or pastor, teacher, evangelist. Just cool. And what we don't want to do is become half-loaded, and then we go do more damage in our families thinking, I got this because I listened to a CD or I was in a message. No, this is going to take a humbling on our part. And that's what's going to open the prison doors and set the captives free. Very humbling place in our heart, okay? I want to give some scriptures here. I did write down Isaiah. Can we put these up? You guys can work together on this. Isaiah 54:17. This is condemning a tongue. And then Hebrews 12:22-24. You guys can work together to get these up, all right? And then Psalm 110:1-2. Andrew, can you write these down to help Angela? Thanks. This would be Isaiah 54:17. Hebrews 12:22-24. You can write these down, guys. Psalm 110:1-2. And Isaiah 2:1-4. I hope I get through these. And Isaiah 56:7. Mission team gets to listen to this again. It'd be good for you to write it down. That'd be smart, I think. Okay, Isaiah 54:17. We have that up. No weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Let's look at it. And every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. Every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. There is a opportunity in the heavenly courts. And again, I'm not reviewing lesson 1 and 2 or message 1 and 2, so you're going to have to get those. This is an opportunity for us to go to this third heaven and take care of accusations. If there are accusations that still have weight in the spirit that exist, which provides a legal right for the enemy to either continue a curse in your family line or drop a curse, which is lack of blessing, which you guys know, a spiritual empowerment in the negative sense, on you. The Lord is saying, I'm calling you to do something about it. And I'm going to show you how. But I'm calling you to do it, to participate. Okay? Sometimes it feels so weighty that you just kind of like, oh my gosh, I got another arrow or 20,000 in my back. We just don't realize how much our words, just even against each other, can affect people trying to move forward. I gave a picture last week of an exercise band. If you were here, you saw it, of a red band that was around the middle of Mike McRae. And that as Mike tried to move forward, I pulled on the strength of that band, and he couldn't. And there was this tug of war. And so Mike would have a responsibility to recognize that that's there and do something about it. But, you know, again, you'll have to listen to that. Okay. One person that I was talking to recently had a dream where there were people, but not human people, just kind of hanging out and taking up residence in their house. Wow, that's kind of cool. But that's the Lord saying, you sought me, you inquired, and so I'm going to show you what's going on in the heavenly. See, this is the faithfulness of God. If we don't inquire for real, with all humility, we won't see. And then the invisible world will have more strength and more power in our own home. Even if we're happy and getting along in the home, that's not the criteria. Although, for extended iniquity in the family line, that can be in high gear, and we're having just a little fun party with our, you know, children or grandchildren or something, and it's like, oh, that's great. That doesn't mean that iniquity is not still legally operating. Iniquity would be within our bloodline that the Lord would say that he wants to do something about, and he wants us to be involved in that, which I explained again before. And so what we want to do is inquire of the Lord and then understand what he shows us. If we've been stuck over here, and then the Lord shows us something where we're over here in a better place, he's telling us something. He says, this is, you can do something about this right now. I'm letting you know the condition. Okay? So if you will cooperate with what I'm saying, this condition will change. And it will affect the very things that you've been wanting to have happen, you've been laboring for, you've been desiring for your family, for your finances, for your extended family, for the ministry, and all the things that we've mentioned. And as we understand this more and more, then we step in and we see something that's maybe affecting the Supreme Court decision that President Donald Trump is going to make, then we say, I want to weigh in on that. I want to be part of that. I want to see what's being released in the nation. And I'm telling you, the weight of the prayers of the people in this body are so very strong. So when you get an urgent email, read it and think, God, are you speaking to me? Do you think I could affect change? Who do you want to see in that place? And how do we want to do that? And so we're at the precipice of something that could change constitutionally where we are for a lot of things that we've been standing for. A reversal of 1973 decision for Roe v. Wade and many other things. If or as this is the timing for God to move, we believe it is. He's saying, church, arise. He's saying, church, arise. It's not just about you and your little family. Church, arise. But take care of your little family and your extended family in the midst of it. But do it with strength and power. There are things that we need, even Pastor Bill and I, as leaders, that involves you guys for the things that we are standing for and believing for. I'm telling you, they're weighty. They're weighty against everything that is in our DNA to release, and we need your help. Jesus needs all of us in the courtrooms of heaven the right way for the right things, okay? All right. In this one dream that someone was telling me about, I won't say who or what or anything, in this one dream, this being, human looking but not, you know, as big as the house and bigger, this being was just kind of sitting there, not supposed to be there, and doing things that it wasn't supposed to do or he wasn't supposed to do. But the eyes were opened of the one having the dream going, I don't know if you've really recognized this, but that's in your house. What do you think about that? In other words, I'm giving you not only the legal right, which you do have because you're a child of the king, but I'm giving you the experiential anointing to go do something about it, because now you're willing to see and recognize, and you're willing to go low and bring it to pass, whatever needs to happen, and participate with me. Now that's cool, isn't it? And that's going to unlock destiny for that person and all that that person is contending for. So that's really, really awesome. All right, Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. I did put this up last week, so let's put that one up. Just kind of get these ones ready if you can. This is about the different voices in Zion. You know, Zion is a destination. Sometimes we say we're on our journey. We're all on our journey. Well, we are in a journey, but the end point is our destination is Zion, and that is to be seated in heavenly places, to be seated with Jesus in the throne room, on the throne with Jesus. At the right hand of God, Jesus sits, and he's saying, you get to be seated with me in heavenly places. Like, what? That means that we're part of this execution. We're part of this. This is who we are, okay? And that's what was going on today. That's why this was a very long morning, because of all that was released over the team, over Maria, and your voice was added. Do you realize how important for you to be part of that today? That Jesus said, this is what I'm doing right now. Do you realize? And Jesus is saying, I'm going to show you how much weight you carry. I'm going to show you what it really means. I'm going to unpack that. Don't think it's a little thing. If Michelle had a word, or Cynthia, or Mike McRae that were given, and it'll be on the podcast, not repeating it, go get it and go, wait a minute, that's for me. That's for this body. That's really happening right now, and I want to bring it in. I want to bring it to pass. Okay, but here we go. I mentioned this last week. I'm going to highlight it again shortly, or just for a little bit right now. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. This is for the future, but it's also for the now, because we live in that realm right now. So this is our prayer right now. So when Michelle was talking about the gold dust and all that that was released in that building, whatever year that was in Mozambique, that was for then. But God's saying, do you remember that? We're bringing it back, but then way past it for this time. Because that was heaven being invaded at that time. I don't know if that's the very place where Jesus showed up to and actually was in front of your feet. In that particular time, there were several different times. I think that might have been the one for you. There was one time where Jesus came to you and you were weeping. I don't know if it was that particular church in Mozambique or not, but there, I remember that. It might have been a different time, but this is not just, oh yeah, you guys, hey, remember when we did that? It was so cool. Oh, I wasn't there, so it wasn't cool. This is the place in the spirit the Lord carved out, and he says, carry it. He says, own it. And he says, now, anything that steps in the way of you running way past that, recognize what that is and what is being released in this season to be able to eradicate everything that has come and hurt you. Okay? This is what he's doing. And people who grab this are going to actually receive the place in their destiny that God has for them right now. But it's going to take a real air of humility. Okay, so let's look at these. This is a place where the Lord is showing us what's going on in Zion. And these are many of the voices that are there. And this is what there's activity going on. Just like there's activity in the dark side. And there are realms and rankings in the dark side. There's strategic war rooms in the dark side as well as in heaven. And the Lord says, I want you to be in the courts of heaven. I want you to participate. I want you to understand what you can do so the enemy stops stealing from you. And those you love, you can do something about it. And if you will listen and receive in this season, it's going to be such a big release that heaven will take notice, but so will others. Okay, so this says, you have been to Mount Zion. You've come to Mount Zion. We have to go there to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the angels, to the general assembly. The general assembly is a place where the worshipers meet. This is where the general group, this is the strategic place, the general assembly in heaven. So the Lord's unpacking that for us to show us. And the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, who would that be? The church of the firstborn who are enrolled. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Think about that. Okay, this is going on. This is like unpacking, not like, this is unpacking what heaven looks like in many ways. This is, these are different voices that God wants us to understand. Just as we go in the courtrooms and we understand there's the voice of the judge, the defense attorney, prosecuting attorney, there'll be other voices that are in there, the bailiff or anybody else, the witnesses, there'll be people who are speaking, and there'll be people, and there's protocol, and that's the natural side of things. Where do you think we get that? You think we just made it up? God understands, and he is the righteous judge, and he wants us to see how these natural areas are so, so strongly connected with the spiritual. And many who do have a strong political pull or call or any area dealing in the judicial realm. This is a judicially oriented place. I'm telling you, especially, well, I think you know, in the political realm, but also in human trafficking and in different places, the Lord is saying, I'm going to use you in a way to do what I need to have done on earth as it is in heaven. And those who begin to step more into the destiny that God has designed, if they don't understand how to eradicate the various things that would hold them down in, from their family line or from any other type of sin or transgression, which I unpacked last week and the week before, then they'll be stuck in that tether, okay? They'll be stuck in that realm that I told you about where they just try to take a step forward and they only go so far. Or they go very far in the natural and they connect with Jesus to some degree, but there's a whole nother side that absolutely cannot, will not develop until there's a breakthrough that God wants to bring. He wants to bring an end to the legal right that the enemy has to punch and harass. And he says, if you will understand how to do that, where to do that, oh my gosh, the windows of heaven are going to be opened up. And this is where nations can be won. This is where destinies can be unpacked. This is when we are actually in times of intercession for 24/7 prayer or watch of the Lord or whatever, that we're actually in prayer and there's worship going on and we're going right up into the courts of heaven. I mean, come on, how can we see children being unlocked from prison in Asia in the spirit? And we know that it's really happening because we've learned how to do this, maybe not understanding the fullness of it, maybe saying, I don't know what this means, but here's what I'm seeing. But there's something inside that rises up, and then just boom, you see it, and you just bring it in, and it's happening. And God's changing things in the spirit. And he's calling us as worshipers to see that it's not just, I want to worship my Jesus because I love him alone. Yes and amen. But then he says, I want you to worship me because in that kind of atmosphere, I bring the change. In that kind of atmosphere. So what's the enemy trying to do? Kill intercessors, kill the worshipers, kill anything, move them away from what they're called to do, and keep them from realizing that there's something beyond telling Jesus I love him and worshiping him. There's something as a result of that that we have the right to do, that we have the right governmentally to do in the heavenlies. And if we understand that, if we see it, we'll know how to bring it in. We'll know what God's using us to do. Okay. And to God, the judge of... Oh, sorry, just back that up for a second, sweetie. And to God, the judge of all... That's okay. We're getting there. I can look it up. Are you almost there? Who has it in their Bible open? Anybody in Hebrews? I just want to make sure I say it clearly. We'll get there. Okay. You got it? Hebrews 12? Okay, we're back. Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. And to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. People who have gone before us, correct? They're still there. There's a place in the heavenlies where God will connect us. This is not some weirdo, oh, now you're talking about communing with the dead. That's against scripture. No, 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 I'm not talking about that. That is weird. That is not God. That's not what we're saying here. I mentioned that last week. But there are voices, okay? There's the great cloud of witnesses. There are voices in heaven that are cheering us on, that are weighing in, and the Lord will give us the privilege of seeing that, of being able to echo what's on the hearts of all who are worshiping the Lord, according to John 4, in spirit and in truth. And God is looking for those who will worship him. He's looking for a body of people who will worship him fully in spirit and in truth. This is true. And he says, I want you to understand this. Okay. And he says, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. Mediator is another legal term. A mediator is one who's being used to bring about a change in the middle of conflict. That was Jesus. He was the mediator of a new covenant. But he's also talking about us as mediators when we go into the courtroom. I'll show you if we get to that today. And to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. Okay, so he's speaking about the blood. When I get back, I'll be speaking more about the blood. There's just no time because I'm leaving tomorrow. But I want to be able to do that, to unpack more about the blood of Jesus. But the blood speaks a better word, and the blood has a voice. And if there's any iniquity in your blood or bloodline, you need the blood of Jesus to invade your bloodline, to remove the iniquitous nature of anything, whether it's being manifest through anger or murder or suicide or divorce or whatever it is, or mental illness. The Lord's saying you have to understand what's going on, why things are happening in a way that seems to be hereditary. Why did that happen? Well, there's a legal right for the enemy to come and poof against someone. And then the power is so strong. It's strong. Well, yes, Jesus is stronger. Of course he's stronger. But if you've ever contended with a very strong principality, you will realize how strong the force is of that principality. If you do not understand the strength and the fortitude and the majesty of the strength of Jesus in a practical way, there is a probability that you'll go down if you do not run to Jesus as your strong tower. That is the truth. That is the truth. I can tell you, I brought a couple of these, and I wasn't quite sure what to do with them, but I have this. Thank you. I bought a handful of these, and we'll take some to Mozambique. But without the three messages having been listened to and humbly unpacked inside of our hearts, this will just be another book. But this is called Leviathan Exposed, Overcoming the Hidden Schemes of a Demonic King. And you know who wrote this? The very man who came to Frontline so many years ago, who did a Glory to Glory conference for us, who works for Patricia King. His name is Rob Hodgkins. And he put this together, and he's written stuff, and so has Patricia, and I've read all kinds of things over the years, and I'm quite aware if there is been an arousal of that particular entity, because it's strong. And it's the king of pride, and how he unpacks it in here is really amazing. But as I was reading, I've read it, I thought, you know, without understanding who we are in the spirit in the courts of heaven, to be able to see who you are, who we are, Jesus, to be able to do what we're supposed to do, this could become just another how-to book for some people. Okay, well, I better forgive, because if I don't forgive, then there'll be more power here. We're talking about a heart switch and a heart change that we need to be able to even unpack something like that. And I do have some, so I'll figure that out at the end, what to do with that. But I believe it's the season, because when you release something like this to people who are ready, and don't take it lightly, then I will tell you that the powers of darkness are not going to like this. This has already happened in this ministry. And some who have not been ready, it doesn't mean you don't release. You do. But I'm telling you, in this season, this is the season now for those who are here to say, okay, this is time for me to grow in this, not just for me, but for the purposes and the plans of the Lord. I'm so excited. And that's all part of the season of being in holy clubs and being and doing the things that we're doing and going to the least of all. I looked out the window the other day, and my husband's very busy, but he goes, oh, I got to go out and talk to the garbage man. So there's a garbage man out there, and he's standing by the truck. I took a picture, and Pastor Bill's arms are just flailing everywhere. You know, he's a little animated. And he's telling him that he is the son of a garbage man, and he used to run the garbage truck, and then gave him his testimony, and then just I don't know how long he was out there just talking about Jesus, because this, like, I've got to tell him about Jesus wherever we are, whatever we're doing. So this that's not separated from what we're talking about now. Well, that's nice, but this is really important. No. This is what love looks like. Okay? I'm going to have to pick this up when I get back. I can see this. But let me say a few things about this. Before we get off that scripture, I want to make sure that I wrote a few things down about No, I think that's good. That's what I said. Okay, let's go ahead and put the next one up. This is Psalm 110. We need to understand that that the purpose of worship, that out of worship flows this governing authority. That's the Lord's ultimate intent, so that we can bring heaven to earth in the sense that whatever God wants for that season will happen. We're not going to live with, well, good, it's, you know, we got to have heaven here everywhere. Because then we know that we've really done our homework and I can be more comfortable. No. This is God looking at the bigger picture, which is always nations. Jesus says, I want you to populate my house, and I want to explain that to you. Okay, so it's not going to always look pretty. Why are people getting mutilated up in northern Mozambique? It's like, what? You don't think people are praying? They are. We have to understand what Jesus is saying and doing for the sake of the end time picture that's coming. So this is not how I get to protect myself, as Brother Yoon was saying. This is about, Jesus, what are you saying and doing so I can stop the enemy from having a legal right to slow me down in my purposes and what he does want to release. Okay? Big difference. All right. Psalm 110, 1 and 2. This activity of Zion is for government and for authority, and that's where we're growing. The Lord says to my Lord, two aspects of the Father, Father and Son. Isn't that great? The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule. So we're still to rule in the midst of our enemies. That's still our role. That's still our job. It's our governing job. So this rod of the Lord's strength, this place of governing power in Zion, is for us to be able to understand how to access so we participate with him together. He's God, we're not, but he's calling us as his children to take up our legal place and our legal right to be able to do that and do it more effectively. It's not just hearing that this all happened at the cross, that's nice, but it's actually stepping in and doing it. And that's what the Lord has for us. Let's look at Isaiah 2, 1 through 4. This is interesting about mountains. The what I was talking to you about is that before, about this one dream that someone had about their house, it could be a particular home. Maybe you've had a dream or a vision about a house. This is really interesting in that God's talking about the mountain and the house of the Lord, and he's kind of mixing them. So let's look at this scripture. The word which Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, Now it will come about that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord, let me read it again, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. Some versions say the top of the mountains. Okay, these are places of authority. These are governing places, the mountain of the Lord. Who will extend, who will go to the holy mountain? Those will, with clean hands and a pure heart. What about when I was talking to you folks about Job, and the enemy had a right to accuse him, bringing up the question about his inner motives. Remember that? And he says, take the hedge away and watch what he'll do. Now, this is before our great intercessor, Jesus, interceding day and night, because that's the old covenant, but that does not exclude the behavior of the enemy. Because if we didn't, and I mentioned this last week or the week before, because Jesus is our great intercessor and high priest right now, we need him. Why? Because the enemy still has access. So we have to understand that. But thank the Lord that we do have him as our intercessor and great high priest. So the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains and will be raised above the hills. And all the nations will stream to it, and many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Okay, so these two words you can see are used interchangeably, which is good. Let's look at Isaiah 56:7 that goes along with this. God is not just saying, go get rid of some imps, some demons, some little things that bug you. No, he's saying take out and move away these demonic mountains and strong powers. So you got something coming against your family. You need to know what it is and know what you need to do. First, make sure that you're not part of it in any way, or what God says has come your way that you have been part of and you've not seen it. And sometimes people who know you can see it, but you don't want to listen. If you don't want to listen, that's the enemy saying to you, you don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear this. Because if you hear this and you become free, oh my goodness, the power and the authority that will be used through you will be mind-blowing for you, your children, your grandchildren, your family. And if you've got people in your family line that are strong, powerful believers who understand any of this, man, are you blessed. If not, and you're the only one, okay, you're still blessed. Maybe you'll be the first fruits in your family, or maybe you have someone who is the first fruit. Combine with them. God's saying, that's what I'm telling you. Listen. So if you don't, that's fine. And majority of you probably do not. That means that you're the first fruit. And God's saying, watch what can happen through your life. Okay. That he may teach us concerning his ways, Isaiah 2, 1 through 4, that we may walk in his paths, for the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will judge between the nations, and he will render decisions for many people, and they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn to war. Okay, so in this area dealing, oh, this is a fun group. Going outside, that God wants us to understand these unseen areas, and that we have, this is where we're going. This is what he wants to do, is teach us according to his ways and his paths. So you can write this down. You can think about this. You can listen to it again and see what he's saying to you. Look at Matthew 17, 19 through 21. This is dealing with the disciples who had a demonic mountain. And then Isaiah 56, 7. Did you have that one too? What? Oh, okay. All right, let's do this one. Isaiah 56, 7, so we can pull these things together. Even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Think of the house, the governing place. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all the people. Sometimes we think of a house as just a nice, safe place. It is. But it's also a place of government, and it's a place of authority. It's a place where the Lord says, if you let the enemy steal from you in your house, you're foolish, because you need to stop it in the heavenlies. Okay? He'll still try, and it doesn't mean that he doesn't have some way to come against us at all, maybe from our own sin. Maybe it's not even in the line, but many times it's in the line somewhere. And the stronger that you get in worship, intercession, understanding these, and you take steps, don't you think the enemy's going to go, oh, now I really got to check and search the family line. Maybe there's something that's still alive. In other words, something that the enemy can use to accuse you. In our relationship as husband and wife, we have to do this. As mother and father, as grandmother and grandfather, believe me, things that have happened many years ago that have had any life have to be shut down. And then the people who come up the ranks after us, we've got to fight for them in that way. So do you, in that realm. Okay? But understanding that if there's anything at all that the enemy has a legal right, that we've got to inquire of the Lord. Where he says, you know, there's somebody living in your house and you don't even know it. And that's the legal reason why this still has a right to keep the blessing from you. Now, if that's true, but you've always been believing, oh, God just said wait. Now, think about that. And I'm not being facetious here. What? Wait for what? Well, wait until this is the time. Well, maybe he's waiting for you to humble yourself and go to the place that you need to go so you can receive a message like this. You meaning anybody who's listening. Honestly, this is not new revelation. This is the truth. Just saying, okay, this is part of dying to yourself so that I can raise you to life. So that you can see clearly what may still be working against you. When we say in Proverbs 26:2, a causeless curse shall not alight or shall not stand. Is this 2 or 16? 26:2, I think. Anyway, I'm going to double check on that. I quote it all the time. It's just having a moment here. But if there is a curse which has the governing ability, if you will, the legal ability to affect, for the enemy to hit you, to come against your mind, your will, your emotions, you need to do something about it. And it won't change just because time goes on. It won't change. If you feel like I used to have fire, but I don't have fire anymore, instead of thinking, well, I just don't care, find out why you don't care. Find out what's going on. Could there be something else going on from the outside that has affected you and maybe even taken root and you haven't seen it? Find that out. It's very important to you guys right now. And you can find that out. Okay, let's look at this and we'll wrap it up for today. What was the next one? Isaiah 56:7. I just did that one. Matthew 17:19-21. And just while we're putting that one up, I wrote down that any kind of contamination in the bloodline does gives the accuser the legal right to resist us in the courts of heaven. He has that legal right to resist us. Do you feel resisted? Do you feel like you try to tell somebody something and they think you're speaking Greek and they cannot receive from you, will not receive from you, and you're just like, they need Jesus? Well, yes, they do, but there's something you can do about that too. And Nehemiah understood that when in Nehemiah chapter 1 and 5-7, when he needed to repent for his forefathers, but not just general repentance. he had to understand what it was that was holding what he needed to release for the nation at that time. Okay? Sometimes, do you realize there could actually be a covenant on the dark side that was made against any Christian in your line that would start to rise? You'd only go so far, boom, and then you're pulled back. Crazy stuff like that. God will release, he will unpack that. When I talked about Leviathan earlier, it's like, okay, well, Leviathan's a principality in power, and we don't want to stir it up. We don't want to arouse it. We don't want to be gossiping. We don't want to be saying things. Do you know you can't fool God? If you were part of something that was had any negativity in any way, and it wasn't dealt with 100% properly the right way, there still could be something operating against you to keep you from a blessing and keep you from releasing the powerful blessing you're supposed to be in the body of Christ right here into the nations. It's like, that stinks. Yes, it does. But that's how the enemy is. He stinks. So if we understand that, it's like, whoa. So while I'm making toast or while I'm making my oatmeal, come on, Jesus, speak to me. Talk to me. I want to see it. I want to get it. I want to be able to run with it. It's like, yes, I see that. I had someone turn against me who was my best friend. You guys know that. This is my best friend now. But so many years ago, so many decades ago, and I was told probably 10 years before that by a prophet that came to the church I went to, because what he had heard about my former best friend's life, he said, because of that, in so many words, because of what happened to him that wasn't taken care of in the full way that we're talking about, this could happen to you. And it's like, are you kidding me? We are like this, man. We just got a happy little family, and we did. No way. But at the right time, with the right climate, with the stepping into the right growth, it was just like, wow. And there was a boom. And this person could not take it. And this person just, boom. But there was also personal sin involved for that person. That still has to be repented of. But if there's not a, if something isn't taken care of in the other area, not only will that person succumb to something really disastrous, but so will the family line. It will continue. It has to continue. Until somebody breaks it completely. Honestly. And it will continue to whatever degree. It might look a little different. And then you have Christians. I'm the first one in my family of Christian, let's go and bring the kingdom to earth. I am. So it's weighty. It's a weighty assignment for me. But there's, you know, there's a lot of things going on. So there are things that need to be unpacked, not explained away. Well, this person is sorry, so they said, you know, I repent. Nice. Well, then your actions aren't lining up with it. Why? Because there's personal sin of need, but also probably some iniquitous stuff going on and rebellion in the heart. Again, explained in the first and second messages. Ooh, that's why it's so important for us to understand this. Okay. Let me finish this one. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. The Lord's speaking about governing areas, in the legal areas, these mountains. That's why we have to ascend to the holy mountain, the holy hill, and understand what we're supposed to do there. Because these demonic mountains are weighty, and they're strong. They're very strong. So we have to break any kind of negative covenant off of our family line. If you want to look up Nehemiah, I'm not going to go into that. It's Nehemiah 1, 5 through 7. But I will just say that in the courts of heaven, the accuser needed to be silenced, and Nehemiah knew how to do that. So you can read that and you can see it, Nehemiah 1, 5 through 7. So we, any type of iniquity in the bloodline grants the accuser the legal right to resist me in the courts of heaven. I don't want any more resistance. And if you've got something in your own immediate, oh man, get this and run with it in a way that will just, you'll feel the DNA, you'll feel the power of the Lord. There was something that came towards me once. I have no idea where it came from. It's like, what in the world? And I gave in at the beginning of, hey, it's okay. I didn't see. But my heart has wanted Jesus always. And my heart grabbed on going, what in the world? And the Lord said, this is not from me. Separate yourself from this. This is from something else. I don't even know where. And it's like, oh my gosh, do what you know to do. So that's what I did. And it's like, these things are strong. Honestly. Thank you, Jesus. And I think what I want to give is the very last verse that I gave last week, which is Isaiah 43, 25 through 28. I think that's what we need to do. And while we put that up, just remember that the enemy wants to devour anybody he can. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Kill. I mean suicide, murder, kill. He's not messing around. Okay? That's what he wants to do. Don't want to go to funerals and say, well, at least they're with Jesus. Thank God for that if they are. But let's see what we can do so that doesn't happen. Whatever we can do, if there's a way. The enemy's very tricky. Very, very tricky. So we know that the enemy is prowling around looking for someone to devour. So Isaiah 43, 25 through 28. I love this section because it says that Jesus, let me think here. Well, it indicates that we have a place to be able to speak to the enemy. Let's read it. I, with the Lord, you know, we're not wrapped up in demons here. This is us and Jesus. We're not fighting. We're not going after all this stuff going, oh, I'm just tough. No, no. We're saying, Jesus, we're partnering with what you see. And he's nodding his head. This is good. This is good. This is the way of freedom. This is good. I have seen this unpacked before me many years ago with the great cloud of witnesses. This is good. You're on the right track. Keep going. And then, boom, interrupted for people I know and love. It's like, Jesus, you don't want to be part of that. And if you have or are, you got to do something in the right ways because the enemy's tricky. I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Remember, there's the word which we unpacked last week, transgression and sins. We talked about this. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. What? Pastor Bill and I were on a prayer walk. We came home walking and opened the Bible and started reading this, and it's like, wait a minute. I've read this chapter, and he's read this chapter so many times, and this is just jumping out. We just opened our Bible, and there it was. And it was like, oh, wow, we just preached on that sin, transgression, iniquity. Oh my gosh, you're driving this home again. Look at this. And I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. State your cause that you may be proved right. Your first forefathers sinned, and your spokesmen have transgressed against me. That's the rebellion in the heart. That's the transgression we talked about as well. So I will pollute the princes of the sanctuary, and I will consign Jacob to the ban and Israel to revilement. State your cause that you may be proved right. How many of us have ever thought, oh my, you know, in my brain, I can build a case? How many people have ever thought that person is building a case against, boom, or there's a case against this? Okay, we have that capability. But the Lord says, I want you to be able to unpack the case built against you. I want you to be able to see that the enemy has a case against you, and you've participated in it possibly, and you need to do something about it so that what you've been waiting for and contending for can come to pass in this season, in this time, so you can be used for greater purposes, and your joy will be made full. Ah, yes, it's time. Don't you love this? And you know what? These verses have been spoken before, but it's in context with this season, because this is a group of people who will say, ah, aha, thank you, Jesus. Don't pull away, pull in. Don't run away, run toward. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are so good, Jesus. And if you haven't done what maybe now you realize you can do or could have done, the Lord says, I will release you into a place of no regret, but you have to come to me, and you have to follow my way and humble yourself and realize that there's a better way, there's a different way, and here's a key, and let's unlock the what we have. When we have contended for situations for some people, God has given pictures and visions of government and great futures. Even for us, when some of us have gotten together and prayed for a hurting person, the Lord will unpack something from a governmental perspective. And that person literally might have a place in the physical government that God's already carved out and said, that's your destiny. And that person may be going like that. Or it might not be in that capacity. It might be in another place, in another area of a mountain, in an authoritative mountain. But irregardless, the Lord's saying, I need you to think like I think. In other words, use that brilliant mind for my purposes. One thing that this person who gave a vision or a dream to me recently said was that there was evidence of an intellectual spirit and a political spirit, a religious spirit. It's like, okay, you're talking about spirits now. You're getting kind of weird on me. It's like this, there's weight in these areas. It's not enough to just go, okay, I want to be in the political realm, so I'm going to say, no political spirit on me. I need to understand what that even is and what that looks like. Because there are places that are so weighty that can hold nations, that can hold countries, that can hold cities, that can hold family lines, that can hold us back, that can hold these places back from their destiny. Do you understand? And God is saying, I'm going to use you to get it, because I will give you what's been released, what I told you before, Deuteronomy 29:29 is your time. Because it's been released. You just have to get it from Jesus, and he will give it. And I believe that's the last thing I want to mention, other than, as I had said to you before, the spiritual empowerment of darkness is what a curse is defined as, but it also allows a case against us in the spirit realm. We do not want to have any cases against us or our loved ones at all. Thank you, Jesus. We are seated with Jesus on his throne, just like he's seated with the Father in Revelation 3:21. And we need to be overcomers. A witness is one who gives judicial testimony and gives evidence. And the Lord's looking for us to do that, to give the evidence. So let's pray. Let's pray at this very last moment. Can you hand that to one of the lip tags? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just really want legal issues to be resolved. We want the enemy's rights to be revoked. That's what we want, Father. We want to be known in heaven by Revelation 12:10-11, that the accuser of the brethren is overcome by us, by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, Lord, that we would not love our life unto the death. And we just thank you, Lord, that our life is not in our hands. It's not going to be the life that we decide that we're wanting, but yet we're living our dream. So God, we want to live the dream completely that you've given us. Some of us have said that this is a season where our dreams are being unpacked now, but it's not just dreams to be comfortable and protected, but it's dreams to be able to be the most effective right now in the area of ministry, in the area of effects for nations, God. Father, we want to see these things happen, and we don't want to limit you, and we don't want to be on our own timetable. We want to be on your timetable, Lord. We want to understand your voices in the court system. We want to say yes and amen to all these areas, God. We want to be the true worshipers that will worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We want to be the ones who will be releasing the amplified effects of a movement in heaven from transgression and from iniquity and from sin, Lord. We want to understand how to do that. We want to understand that Abel obtained a witness that he was righteous because, Lord, you were testifying of his gifts, God. We want to witness. We want to be a witness for you, and we want to go into the courtrooms for that, Jesus. We want to take everything that you've given us now, and Father, we're going to take what we've learned, and we're going to go to you, and we're going to not only intercede for others, God, but we're going to be honest and open before you in every area of our life as you start revealing these things. Lord, this is not just what did she say? Lord, this is revelation coming that will help us take the steps that we need in this summertime to be able to walk in the fullness, to take the steps that we've been afraid to take before, because no fear can stay in this realm. No fear. Your perfect love casts out fear, but we want fear that can be in our bloodline to be removed with the case against us to be able to not be enabled to receive everything that you have for us in this hour. That's what we want, God. We want to be able to enter into these places with thanksgiving and praise. We want to be able to know, Lord, that when you show us something in a dream or a vision or a word or something, God, that there's weight behind it and that you're drawing us, saying, well done, child. Well done, my sweetheart. Come, come. Father, it's not enough just to say, well, they need more of Jesus. It's not enough. God, it's the truth. But Lord, we have more of you, so we can do more on their behalf and participate in the heavenly realm. That's what we want to do, God, to speed up the process for some who've been suffering for years. And maybe it's us. And God, we want to speed up what can be sped up by us cooperating and participating in fullness. We take authority right now over this area, God, over this area in our own lives, Lord, and we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable act of worship and service. And Father, we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We don't want to be conformed to this world. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we would have spiritual intelligence released in our minds, spiritual understanding and intelligence released, God, that we would know that good and perfect will. Let it be, Lord, that you unpack this more for us in this season, so that the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and us not loving our life unto the death, God, will be who we really are, that will enable us to see in these realms. So, Father, I unlock the seer call and the seer anointing over this body in greater measure right now, that those who are seers, who have been standing as saying yes and amen, will walk in the fullness of that, will not fight the prophetic, will not fight what's been released, but will reengage and say yes and amen and forgive me for doubting. Forgive me for not believing, God. Free the ones in here, God, who desire to go to these deep places, who can affect such great spiritual change. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that there is a response, that when you are releasing who you are, there is a response to you. Let it be, Jesus. Father, by the authority that you've given me, I push back the darkness that would keep anyone from receiving the truth of these last 3 weeks. And Father, just release the hope that has been pulled out of people so that they would not have a sick heart. I thank you, Jesus, that people will take a step into this maybe unknown area and say, yes, today is my day. Today is the new day for me. Today I can receive these things. Today I'm learning more and understanding more about blessings from heaven and curses, God. I've understood who you are, Jesus, and how you navigated on this earth from the last two messages as well. So, Lord, let it be that the building attempt that you've given us in these last few weeks will carry us into the next dimension where we will be used by you, seen in heaven. And as Brother Yun said, well done, that good and faithful servant will be our reward when we see you someday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for growing us up. May it be. I speak life into the families existing here. I speak life into the family lines that need to have life where there's been death, where there's been debauchery, where there's been horrendous sin and terrible iniquity that has hurt so many. Father, I release hope for a change, that people and family lines will change because of us taking our place and stepping in to take ownership of our own stuff and release the truth over our family members in fullness. And also for our body here, I release the full DNA of Frontline Ministries International that was intended by you from the beginning, Lord Jesus, and that will be released, will be received and be expanded upon in the fullness of what you have, God. Thank you, God. Nothing less than that. Let it be. That's where your protection is. That's where your safety is, because you're our strong tower. I love you and praise you, Jesus. In your mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you guys. Thank you for sitting through these the last 3 weeks. And enjoy unpacking them even more, because I just really believe there's revelation far beyond what I've given that will come, far beyond, because he's our revealer. All right, he'll give you more verses to go look at. He'll talk to you about your own life, and that's where the revelation will extend. So be blessed, and I'll see you at the end of July. God bless you guys. Love you. Bye-bye.